The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today.
Well, we're going to spend the rest of our life seeking even more clearly to show you as His children and His family how you can clearly, together, reveal Him to the whole world. And they'll see Jesus and come to know Him. That's what we're doing together. And we're not going to stop. We're not going to let up.
James and Betty share how their calling and purpose intertwines with your calling and purpose.
Well, welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson, my beautiful wife, Betty. I told you in the last program that I was rejoicing over the fact that we've been married and together for married 62 years and really in love for more than 65 years because we went together for 4 years. And I'm telling you, just the joy of knowing her before we were married and of marriage, and you talk about a girl that holds her convictions, there she sits. And I wanted her to. But sometimes you can think the wrong way, and I told her you got to be careful about guys, and she's very careful about this guy and any of them. But Betty, it's a joy. You know, I was talking to you this morning, and you were talking about what you're watching God do right now, because you feel like you saw the country almost go over a cliff in what looked like absolute destruction for years. And then we saw a breath of fresh air, and then all of a sudden it was like we decided to take a bigger dive. And now then it looks like we've had a turnaround to some point. Do you agree?
Absolutely, I do agree. And I feel like God has just almost, lack of a better word, given us a reprieve. You know, a chance to catch our breath and a chance to hear from Him like we've never heard from Him before, and a chance to be serious about our relationship with Him. I heard a pastor recently talking about someone was giving their testimony, their salvation testimony, and it just brought tears to my eyes and broke my heart, but yet at the same time reminded me of that very day when I asked Jesus to come into my heart, to a girl that wasn't, James, I wasn't considered a bad girl. I was a church girl, that's what you call me. But for the first time to know that He came into my life and forgave me of all my sins and would forgive me as I grew in Him, even when I'd make a mistake. You know, the wonderful thing about Jesus is you can always come back to Him. He's right there waiting for you and happy when you say, God, please forgive me. I forsook you. I know you never forsook me, but God, I want you back first in my life. I want you to take me, mold me, and shape me again. And it just sometimes going back and remembering that moment when you fell on your knees or wherever you were, and you said, Jesus, come into my life. We need to let God refresh that moment in our heart and feel and know the difference that He makes in our life. And then we can get up and say, okay, God, let's go together. Let's charge into life with a love and a zeal, James, for His truth and His love.
You know, that's what amazes me about you. You just, when you encounter Him and He moves on you like just it is now, Betty is, this is her. This morning she was crying and yet at the same time she was happy because she said, James, I've been talking to her about God bringing us to a new place and that she and I would be spending our time trying to help the Father's family look like the Father and reveal to the world what the Father is like. And only His family can do that. And only His family can put His arms around the world He gave His Son to redeem. That's the only way He can do it. And we've been talking about this, and we've been talking about the challenges that have been there, and that it looked like for years that we were just going straight over the cliff. And then the laws that we have just cast aside so we could break the laws for political gain or personal gain. I mean, it's just been, it's like we have cast aside all the principles that matter. We you know, I've been telling every leader, you need to pray that we will seek the wisdom of the nature's God, the wisdom of the founder's God, nature's God, the wisdom they got. And we need the divine providence to give us guidance and direction and correction. And our founders understood that. And they weren't all great Christians, but they were seeking to put in place the essential principles necessary for freedom. And that's what they did. And those principles have been cast over the cliff. They've been cast totally aside. They've been ignored. They've been denied. They've been redefined as non-principles, as those you must put in place, which are deadly, destructive in every way. Well, we were talking about how Paul pointed it out so clearly that in the last days, look at what he was saying, because it was the next chapter that was carrying you this morning when you were so moved. But listen to what Paul said in 2 Timothy, such a book. You ought to just really meditate on every sentence in this book, every verse. Meditate on it, because these are the last days. Realize this, in the last days, challenging, difficult times will come. Men will be lovers of their own selves. You see any of that? Lovers of their own selves. Lovers of money, see that? Boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good and God, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, religion, pretense, although they've denied its power. Avoid such men as these, for among them are those who enter into households and captivate weak women, that's weighed down with sins, led by various impulses, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And he says, people like this will make no further progress. And he is calling the church to repentance. But the next chapter, and this is where you had been captivated this morning, Paul said, I solemnly charge you in the presence of God in Christ Jesus, who is judge of the living and the dead, by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but they won't have their ears tickled. And they will accumulate to themselves teachers in according to their own desires, and they will turn away their ears from the truth. But you be sober, and in all things endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. You were reading in the Living Testament this morning, and you came out very deep conviction being expressed through every fiber of your being, that you said, I'm ready to be poured out as a drink offering for the time of my departure has come. I've fought a good fight. I've finished the course. I've kept the faith. And you were talking about doing all the things that God wanted you to do, that was the most important thing in your life, that was the reason that you were here. What in the world had come over you to bring you to that point that I saw this morning? I saw a woman saying, I'm stepping right into the center of God's will, no matter how weighty the burden might be or how great it is.
Well, you know, in there it says, this is supposedly after his journeys. He said, I fought the good fight. I finished the race. But in my heart, it was God saying that I need to fight the good fight. I need to finish the race. I need to be faithful to him, not past tense, but now. Past tense is gone. You know, wonderful things we've been able to do through the ministry and stuff, but what about now? It's important. God wants to know what we want to do now and how we want to serve him now. He will show you if you ask Him. But that means spending time with Him. I've had some of my most precious moments. I get up before James does a lot, most of the time. And it's precious to me just to sit there quietly in the room, sometimes with my word, with God's Word open, but sometimes just trying to hear from Him and know what He would have me do as His child. I'm 81, but I'm not finished. I feel like I'm just beginning to do some of the greatest work that God has for me to do if I will just keep my heart open and my ears open to His truth and His love. Sometimes He just wants us to sit quietly. Sometimes we talk too much. And He says, let me talk. Let me speak to your heart. And let me tell you the desires of my heart. We always say, He says, bring your desires to me. Bring your needs to me. Well, let Him speak what He wants for us. And let's go forth strong and mighty with this armor on that He gave us. I told you about the armor. He wants to be dressed up in Him, fully aware of His purpose for our lives.
Lord, thank You for this beautiful person. You're the magnificent person that lives so clearly in her. Thank You for her tender heart. Thank You that she's so pliable and teachable as yielded clay. Thank You for the joy of being at her side, being an encourager, and being inspired by her. In Jesus' name, you realize that she never knew that she could sit down in front of a television camera and not just her heart be shared openly, but His heart, not only openly, but clearly. She's so much the real deal. But you know what I believe you are too? Mm-hmm. I think maybe the enemy has somehow either distracted you from the focus on the race or he's convinced you that you can't do it. But He can do through you what He desires to do through all yielded clay, every vessel that's in His hand, every channel that's open and yielded so He could flow His will, His ways, His word freely through us like a river. That's what He wants to do. Betty and I are going to spend the rest of our lives talking to You just like we're sitting together in a room. We may have some times and we'll have some very small groups. It won't be a big crowd group, but just a few people might come and sit with us while we're sharing what God is showing us and then giving You an opportunity to ask questions or response or maybe share something that God is, you feel like saying to you that you thought maybe we would like to hear, and of course we would. We want to spend our lives, and I said this yesterday and I'll repeat it continually, we want to spend our lives seeking to reveal clearly God's will, His dream, His desire, His goal for His family, and to inspire His family to reveal the Father to the world. He gave His Son to redeem. Now that's what we're seeking to do. I've said this and I'm going to repeat it because it expresses so much clearly. He's saying to me, James, let me get my arms around people. A lot of them don't realize how closely I desire to hold them so that they could feel my heartbeat while I feel theirs, so that I could meet the desires and needs of their heart, so I could somehow comfort and correct holding them. But I want to show them how to get my arms around the world I gave my Son to redeem. The only way God can get His arms around the world is for His family, the church, to put His arms around a broken world. God sent me overseas where they were war-torn and revolutionaries and going in there and watching God work miracles. I'm telling you, we have seen God do miracles all over the broken world. And it happened because you joined with us to reach out with God's arms of love and then to rescue those that are trafficked, to help people everywhere that had needs. You made that possible. But we brought His heart, His desires, His will to you. Well, we're going to spend the rest of our life seeking even more clearly to show you as His children and His family how you can clearly, together, reveal Him to the whole world. And they'll see Jesus and come to know Him. That's what we're doing together. And we're not going to stop. We're not going to let up. And God, in my opinion, may very likely use Betty to inspire more people to be like Jesus than I could ever do. But we're going to do it together as a couple because God brought us together. And we want to get His arms around you and our arms around you. We want us together to get His arms around the world He loves so deeply.
Amen.
Please be praying for us. Please stand with us in outreach to know that it's possible for the church, the family, to look like the Father, the body of Christ, to look like Jesus. The bride of Christ He's coming for is dressed up in His glory. That's the bride. We're going to help the bride get dressed up in that glory because as the children of the perfect Father, we can help get the bride adorned. What a joy that's going to be. I've seen Jesus in so many people that never thought they would be revealing Him so clearly. Betty never dreamed she could. And you see that. Well, the Father wants you to know His beauty, His will can be revealed to you and through you. Are you listening to that? I said to you and through you. God has chosen to use you for His glory, to reveal Him, His will, His ways to the whole world. Would you say to Him right now, here I am. Use me. Cleanse me. Fill me with Your Spirit. Please, God, I give You me. I yield my life to Your matchless shaping hands to shape Christ in me and reveal Him to me and through me. Father, I pray that for every person watching, listening, work a miracle in the life of every single one who is saying, Father, I give You me, all of me, to receive all of You, all of You, for Your glory and Your kingdom purpose. I believe You prayed that. I believe You meant it. You may want to call and ask someone to agree with you in prayer. I just committed me to Him, to the Father and His will, and they will join you praying, Thy will be done. Can I ask you to please pray about helping us drill another 350 water wells? Could you drill one? Many people tell me it's our greatest joy in a year is to drill a well. They're still $4,800. That's a miracle. But we can still do it for that. Do you realize $48 will give 10 people water the rest of their life? There are not many people who can't do that. Would you do it? 144 will give 30 water the rest of their life. There's a level at which you can come in. But if you can give a well, please do. By the way, to me, our bronze is my favorite. I love the Lion of Judah. It's beautiful. Mm. But this is the Lion of Judah with the real reason He's powerful. It's the cross. Mm. You bring everything to the cross. The Lion of Judah is behind the cross. That's the power. We'll send it to you if you'll give $1,200 toward a water well. Three people join you, we got one. 2,400 and one person join you, we got one. There's a level at which everyone can participate. We got some gifts to send you, like the bronze at that level, Dr. Colbert's Health Zone book, a beautiful candle that just has impact. You'll see. We love you. Please, make the gift God puts on your heart.
You can see they're lined up here. The kids are all around. They're watching us, of course. But this is a busy time because every day these people have no choice but to come to this water and get their drinking water. It's the only source around. And you may think, well, they've got plenty of water. But when you look underneath the surface, you see that it's deadly water because there are contaminants in it. In this very spot, this group of people, we have talked to people who have very recently lost children to waterborne illnesses. If I do something right now today, participating in Water for Life, will it really matter? Let me tell you, it will matter to this one. It will matter to this one. This one, this one, this one, this one, this, all these children. Every single one of them. They need fresh, clean drinking water. They need a choice that is not potentially death. They have no choice right now. You can give them that choice. You can give them the choice of life.
Thank you, God. Thank you. Because you're the ones that enable us to drill the water wells. Betty and I saw the need. We wept. It's easy to weep with parents. They were weeping, having lost children. Some of them several. Most of them one or more. And we have seen the miracle that God's love through you has provided. Betty, isn't it an amazing thing to see what just giving people clean water does?
It really is, James. You know, I pick up this cup, it has water in it. And I don't even think about it because I know it's safe to drink. But can you imagine a mother having to offer her baby this water that you saw where Randy was? The water that was so contaminated and so filthy, so diseased, and thinking, now my baby has to have a drink. They have to have some water. But if I give my baby that water, it could kill my baby. And it just breaks the heart of a mother to have to do that. But what else can she do? She has to count on others like us to reach out of the depth of our heart and say, God, what can we do? Can we give our best to help drill these water wells? James, you and I have been there whenever the water comes up out of the ground. How exciting it is and how precious it is to then offer a clean cup of water to one of those babies. It's so life-changing to us, and it must be to you because you give to help. Thank you so much.
Betty and I love to give help. When you know it's effective, when you know it's giving life, and they'll know about the source of eternal life that inspired that love. Please, right now, go and get your checkbook or get your bank card, go online or dial the number, and make the gift God put on your heart. Could you give a well, part of a well? Could you ask for that beautiful line of Judah bronze? I think you'll treasure it. It'll be a great inspiration to others when you tell them where you got it and why you got it. Please, right now, just make the gift God inspires you to make. We've got gifts to bless you. We always will. Hopefully the program, the teaching, those we have who share, please, you do what God's leading you to do to help us drill another 350 water wells, starting with what you do. Maybe you could drill one of them. Whatever you can do, thank you so much. Please, go online, call that number, make that gift. Thank you.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of five. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for five children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Dr. Don Colbert's new book, Spiritual Health Zone. Discover the key to living in divine health as you find a roadmap to adding joy, peace, and years to your life. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the He Restores My Soul candle set. This decorative candle and match set will inspire you to remember the restoring presence of Jesus, the true light of the world. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our new bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah, inspired by Revelation 5:5. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
The truth is, the only thing we need more than oxygen to stay alive is water. The reality is that this water, which has to be used by Monica, her family, her village, is the very thing that's killing them. But we can change that. She described how it gets changed. She said, bring a borehole, what we would call a well, to my village. Bring clean water so that we don't have to use this water anymore. Well, you can make that possible. We can make Monica's dreams come true. We can actually activate the hope that she has, hope that fresh, clean water will come. So you dial that number on your screen, or you get online and you give that gift today, because your gift today will literally be a gift of life. It'll be an answer to Monica's prayer.
You know, Betty and I have gotten all the bronzes, and I like them all. This is my favorite. And I just hope as many of you as can will get it and talk about what it means and what the line of Judah can do for us today, all because of the cross. Betty, thank you, honey. You're such a blessing. Thank all of you for being such a blessing. Thanks for loving Betty, loving us as a couple and our family. Thanks so much for your prayers. Thanks for joining us, helping others. God bless you.
Stay connected with Life Today through your favorite social media. Get access to exclusive content and news with the Life Today social media experience.
And we saw her life change in 15 minutes. Absolutely amazing.
Dr. Don Colbert reveals the key to living in divine health tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.